USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Testifying in a House hearing on Thursday, Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan is saying that an unprecedented number of illegal aliens are trying to make their way into the United States. He also stressed that the numbers are beyond crisis levels. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan accuses the Democrats of playing politics.
They denied the resources for 2.5 months, and then when the problem gets so bad, they say, oh, it's your fault. They finally send the money, but they still put limitations on you because they want the political issue. When we're talking about kids, we all care about the kids.
President Trump says U.S. forces shot down an Iranian drone that was flying too close to the USS Boxer in the Strait of Hormuz. The president has a message for our allies.
I also call on other nations to protect their ships as they go through the strait and to work with us in the future.
This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
NASA has big plans moving forward, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
As NASA's marking 50 years since the historic first moon landing in 1969, NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine says the nation's focused on even bigger space achievements.
So here's the thing. I'm the first NASA administrator in history who was not alive the last time we landed on the moon.
Oh my goodness.
What we have to make sure we do is we have stunning achievements to inspire the next generation. And President Trump has put out very clearly that he wants to put an American flag on Mars.
Some AT&T U-verse and DirecTV customers could soon lose access to their local CBS stations. The current contract between CBS and AT&T is set to expire this weekend, which means some CBS-owned stations could be dropped. Both companies are warning customers and blaming each other for the possible outages. AT&T is the largest pay TV provider in the U.S. with over 24 million subscribers. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
President Trump held one of his Keep America Great Again rallies in North Carolina last night. One of the men who was there, Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina. Tillis shares with Fox News the atmosphere at the rally.
Well, there was a lot of energy. In fact, I rode with the president in the motorcade from the airport, and the streets were lined with supporters. And in the venue, there was a lot of great support for President Trump, and I think the president did a good job of trying to cut through some of the media obfuscations and make a case to the American people.
The National Weather Service says heat warnings are in effect for 8 states, including Missouri, Illinois, Wisconsin, and Indiana. Now, in these states, you're going to expect to see temperatures with the heat index approaching 100 degrees. Dr. Diane Hess has some tips for you on how to stay cool.
Well, the first thing is to make sure that you're in a cool, dry place. So if you have air conditioning, want to use it, but you don't want to use it on full power all the time, because remember, everybody's going through this heat wave at the same time, and if we put a huge demand on the power grid, we're going to end up with a blackout. So you can keep your apartment cool or your house cool with a little bit of air conditioning, but don't put on full blast. If you don't have air conditioning, make sure you have a fan, because it keeps out about 40% more of the heat if you keep the shades down. Have cool fluids. So the way to cool off your core body temperature is to just put a pitcher of water in the fridge and sip on cool water throughout the day as well.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.